The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 5 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Dub.
Hi, Dub.
Hi, Dub.
I'm a grateful son of God who has multiple allergies. I'm allergic to alcohol, tobacco, drugs, pornography, lust, lying, cheating, stealing, conning, manipulating. Anytime I spend too much time on any one of those addictions, my calendar starts, for it's only a matter of days, weeks at the most before I break out in handcuffs. So I try to stay away from those now. And as long as I do the footwork, my eldest brother has covenanted with me that if I will do a bunch of prayers, a study period first thing, if I do not have study period first thing, if there is no chaos in my mornings, I will create some. So that's why I find it imperative to pray first thing. I put my shoes under the bed, so when I'm down there getting them, I have to pull them out, and that reminds me to pray and then to study. And then if I go out and do the studying and do my footwork, working the steps, I leave the 1:30 meeting without any temptation whatsoever to use that day. As long as I do my step work, footwork, whatever, the Savior will do the rest. And that is so comforting to me, because I have been such a mess my entire life, up and down and yo-yo and just always kept my three beautiful children and my wife waiting for the other shoe to drop. And it's been 13 years since I have partaken of any of the research in my addictions. And that's truly a blessing in my family. And these meetings has changed my life like nothing else could. This was the wild card in my life. Had I not found this program, I would still be out there bumbling, stumbling, and breaking out in handcuffs. So I bear my witness that God lives, and that Jesus is the Christ, and that He is with us here tonight. I have felt His embrace, and I have heard the still small voice of the Holy Ghost. I always do, and that's the most powerful thing. That's what I'm addicted to now. So it's wonderful getting to know each of us participants in this program and the unconditional love that leads us. And I say that in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thanks, Dad.
The full episode for Step 5 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.